65-year-old Herb Dickerson was once addicted to heroin. For most of his adult life, he was in and out of prison. But a program in Charlottesville allowed him to do time in the local jail, taking part in an intensive drug treatment program called a therapeutic community.
That was probably the foremost thing that changed my life, because I started looking at the behaviors and the thinking process that led to the decisions I was making to get in trouble. So I had to change the way I thought.
After 19 months, he graduated, got a job at a local restaurant, and volunteered at The Haven, a homeless shelter and social service center. He's been clean for 17 years and inspires pride in his 4 children and 6 grandkids. Judge Ted Hogshire, who sentenced Dickerson to intensive drug treatment rather than prison, was also pleased with the outcome.
A light went on in his head while he was going through this program that he had to lead a different life, and he chose to do that. And for the last, I would say, at least 15 years, he's been a leader in the recovery community here, sponsoring people in NA, helping people through crisis.
Albemarle County and the city of Charlottesville recently launched another program to divert people who are mentally ill from prison to treatment. Commonwealth's attorney Robert Tracy says the first person to qualify clearly needed care and not incarceration.
He was the veteran who discharged a firearm into a dwelling, and he had called 911 several times, and by the time emergency services got there, he surrendered to law enforcement, and it clearly was a call for help. He was very emotional when he saw other people there in a uniform. This docket should exist for people like that.
Not only is this a better approach, Tracy says, but it saves taxpayers money. It costs about $30,000 to keep someone in a state prison for 1 year. And Tracy says people are likely to break the law again when they're released unless their underlying problems are solved.
It's very disturbing to a citizen who may find somebody under their porch because they're homeless and they're looking for someplace warm, who's just trying to sleep there. Putting them in jail is certainly going to stop that, but that's really not a very effective punishment because it's not dealing with the problem.
For all of these reasons, you might expect alternative sentencing to prove popular statewide, but a recent survey showed that wasn't so. UVA law professor Brandon Garrett and colleagues surveyed judges and found only 42% of low-risk defendants getting supervised probation, drug, or mental health treatment. In some courtrooms, the rate was as low as 7%. One reason, judges didn't believe in the risk assessment system created by the state.
There was a sizable minority of judges, actually, who hate the idea of it and said, we don't consult psychics. I have a gavel, not a crystal ball.
A majority of judges did trust the official method of risk assessment, but Garrett says some were unsure of what to do next.
All this instrument tells you is this person is low risk. You do not need to send them to prison. But the judges don't have information on, well, is this someone who would really benefit from supervised probation? Is this someone who really needs treatment in a structured environment like jail? Is this someone who needs mental health treatment?
And finally, some judges said they'd like to hand down alternative sentences, but their communities lack programs for people with drug or mental health problems. That's why Garrett is recommending that Virginia give more training to judges and fund more programs to help nonviolent, low-risk offenders avoid prison and become more productive members of society. I'm Sandy Houseman.